Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. If you've been worshiping on a regular basis this summer, you know that over these summer weeks, we've been following Jesus in ordinary time. We've seen Jesus both down the shore for several weeks, teaching in parables to his crowds of people. We saw him last week up the mountain being transfigured by the Father. Some people think that maybe this is evidence that Jesus was from Philadelphia, because in the summer he went to the shore and the mountains. I don't think so. But this weekend, we find him in both places, as you just heard in the Sunday scripture. And of the many things that could be said about the walking on the water, the many things that could be said of Matthew 14, I'd like to focus in on just how scary this scene was. For starters, the water is a very different place than land. And when you're out on the water, there are all sorts of dangers. And even if you're in the best of boats, you need to be very careful. When you're on the water, you're at the mercy of the ocean. And that's a big reality. We saw the dangers of that this past summer as we watched the Titan implode. We know the danger of that ocean in so many different ways. And it's even the case on the sea. It's even that way on the Sea of Galilee. And on this night, when the apostles are on that water, it is a very turbulent, a very dangerous place. I always remember going down the shore in the summer, and we would spend a day on a party boat going deep sea fishing. And after he would give all of his safety announcements, the captain of the boat would remind us, "Hey folks, remember, don't be bashful, don't be shy, lean over the rail and let it fly." Well, there were many days when people were letting it fly. Between the smell of fish, between the seasickness and other things, sometimes that party boat wasn't much of a party. So the water is and can be, it certainly is in this scene today, a very scary place. It's scary as well because of what Matthew tells us. He tells us that it was in the fourth watch of the night that they saw this figure walking on the water. That figure, of course, is Jesus. What's interesting is the fourth watch of the night. In the ancient world, they divided the night into four parts. And the fourth watch, or the fourth part, was in the area between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. And it's no wonder that in that late watch, in that late hour, there were troubling things. If you've been out on the boat all night fighting the wind and the storm, if you were not eating, and in the dark, you might start hearing things. You might start seeing things. Again, this was a scary scene. And the final thing that I'll mention are the words of Christ. After they recognize him and he speaks, his words that he speaks to them are a little scary. He says, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, at first, we might see those words and hear those words and think, "Well, Lord, why do you think? Here we are. Here you are." And yet, he says these words. They're not words of accusation, but rather, they are words that are heartbreaking words. They're words of a Savior who is sad that still they don't believe. Part of the context for this is knowing that earlier in Matthew, those same apostles were with Jesus in another storm on the sea. And if you remember, he was asleep. He was in the boat this time. He was asleep. And they woke him up, and he stood up, and he put his hand out, and he said, "Quiet." And there was quiet. Well, now, It's the same gospel. A different scene, but in many ways, it's the same. A storm at sea. And why so little faith? Why did you doubt? Jesus is hurt in knowing that his disciples think that he would abandon them, in believing that. And so we see here something sad, something even scary in the lack of faith. And we know that Jesus' heart is still broken. We know that he's still inviting faith. And today, knowing that he's worthy of it. The beautiful thing in the gospel is the fact that they recognize his voice. That the one who asked that question, the one that spoke those words, was recognized. And they accepted the invitation to faith. My friends, it seems to me as though that recognizing of the voice of God is the theme. It's the theme and it's the word for us on this 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time. It's the theme throughout these readings. Look at our first reading, 1 Kings 19. It's Elijah. And what's so interesting is that God is not in the wind or the earthquake or the fire. Now, at some times, God was in those things. Remember Moses? God was in the fire. Remember the wind and the Exodus? God was in the wind. Remember the earthquake. But now, at this time, God not in those things, in the tiny whispering sound. My friends, I wonder for us, at this now, at this point in life, do we know the voice of God? Do we recognize his voice now? If we've recognized it in the past, that's beautiful. But some people can get stuck in the past. And those people are miserable, especially if they're Christian. Very often they're cranky, sad people. Sometimes we're looking for the voice of God in the future. And that's scary for a Christian. Usually those people are filled with fear about the future. To recognize the voice of God now, my friends, that's always a beautiful thing. And it's only those who recognize his voice in the present who can be present to him now. And it's only those who are present to him that are present to themselves, that are present to others in the right way. Elijah discovered that. God was not in the fire, the wind, or the earthquake. Where was he? In the small whispering voice. What a difference that made when Elijah recognized him. What a difference the recognition of Christ's voice made for those apostles that dark night. It was a game changer. And what a magnificent difference the recognition of God's voice can be now, in the present, for each and every one of us. This week, for those who come to the masses, I'm giving them homework. So lucky you. The first homework is, I want you all to read sometime this week, Psalm 77. It's easy to remember because it's lucky number 7. Put another 7 in front of it. 77. Psalm 77 is beautiful. It's a psalm before Christ, of course. It's written by David. And it's about God walking on the water in the sea, in the storm. Psalm 77. I want you to pray it. And then the second piece of homework, I want you to listen to a song. It's by Casting Crowns. It's called The Voice of Truth. I'm not going to sing it for you. I want you to listen to it sung by Casting Crowns, Voice of Truth. But I will read for you the lyrics, because these lyrics talk about today's gospel. And they talk about David. And these words, I believe to be very true. Again, the voice of God. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in, onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is, and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name, and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. The voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. And now David. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of 1,000 warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name, and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. The voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. My friends, how beautiful it is that you and I as human beings have the ability to hear the voice of truth. How beautiful it is that the voice of truth would call out to us, would still speak. And we know that whenever that voice of truth is heard, listened, and believed, it makes all the difference. It certainly did that night on the sea for those apostles. It certainly did for Elijah. It certainly can make a difference for you and me. This week, amidst all of the storms, let us choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. God be with you.